Blog Talk Radio.
Test.
Whatever. come up.
Hello, this is Chuck Landing and welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. The livecast gang would like to take a moment to thank the 5,000 moms who were kind enough to not abort their babies and allow them to grow up to be our listeners. You probably should have just killed them when you had the chance, but thanks anyway. Happy Mother's Day. Here's the show.
Wow. True. Just start the show by promoting abortion.
Well, no, by promoting the lack of abortion.
No,
for our
benefit.
She said
we should have.
But they didn't.
It's too late now.
I
think you're giving too much credit to Chuck there.
Fair enough. Welcome to the Mother's Day special edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. It's special because Sean isn't here.
Yeah, you know, he broke his streak.
Yeah, he had 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row, and now it's all gone to shit.
What the hell?
And Sid made a very good point while we were sitting here getting ready to do the show, and that was that he's just one notch below Monica now. Monica's really the same level of guest star that Sean is at this point.
Bless her. We should start adding Monica to the previews. Will Monica be here today?
I think
she was here earlier.
She left.
She left. Yeah, we had a whole girls' day together.
Oh, really? What did that entail?
On Mother's Day, you didn't spend it with your mother?
No.
What did that entail, that you had a girls' day? At mani-pedi?
No, we just ate a lot and we smoked.
That sounds like a guy's day, yeah.
We smoked and then ate a lot. We had...
to eat each other out? That was ate a lot means?
Darren, please. She's my friend.
Come on. That's just continuing from last week.
No, there was none of
that. You didn't
say
no, by the way.
It's true.
We smoked a joint and then
she
we went to the food
no.
fair.
Uh-huh. You went to Lilith Fair, you said?
The food fair. Oh, there's okay. a food
Sorry.
Fair. We just ate so much. Uh-huh. So now I'm like in a food coma.
What'd you eat?
We had Asian-inspired hot dogs mm-hmm. with like cabbage slaw, like Asian slaw.
No.
Sraw,
you had.
Sraw. And we had two each.
Uh-huh.
And then,
two hot dogs each?
Yeah.
Damn.
Jeez. And then we also got poutine. So you're splitting that poutine as fries with gravy and cheese.
Cheese curds.
I'm really
cheese
hungry
curds,
because
whatever.
I had a little bout with the diarrhea the last 2 days.
You had diarrhea?
And I haven't been able to eat anything.
Bruno
so.
Had diarrhea like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God, your cycles.
We're in sync.
You're in sync.
No, I had to cancel my umpiring gig today. No, actually, I hope my boss is not listening to our show.
Yeah, right.
Make sure
not to promote it.
I really couldn't, like this morning, I couldn't go more than 3 feet from the bathroom.
Oh, my God. How raw is your asshole?
It's funny enough, you know, you would think that, but it's not. It was straight water flow. It was not a lot of irritation.
It's not so bad.
Yeah. But not pleasant.
I went to visit my mother today. I went to Brighton Beach.
Nice segue.
Speaking of unpleasant shit.
I was just reminded of how much I hate Brighton and how, like...
Explain to the listeners what Brighton is.
Brighton Beach is a traditional ghetto in the sense of people of the same culture mm-hmm. congregating in one area, and the congregation is... mostly old Russian women.
Yes.
With very out-of-date fashion choices.
Well, they're all... Where are the fashionable old women?
I guess that's
true. What neighborhood is that?
It's very... first of all, it's right next to Coney Island.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
If you ever played Grand Theft Auto 4, the neighborhood where you start, it's 100% accurate representation.
Yeah, it's really, really accurate on that. And I just hate the neighborhood and like... like all that, like if you're not an old grandmother, you're like a 22-year-old guy in a Lexus with like slick back hair and really thumping bass. It's like I don't think dubstep has hit Brighton yet. So they're
no,
still on
they're like
house.
Eight years behind.
Yeah,
techno.
When I went to go get seeds, because that's the one, you know, the one thing I actually look forward to is picking up sunflower seeds.
Do you have said seeds?
We have well documented my addiction. Yes, I do, by the way.
I thought you were talking about weed, as in seeds, as in, you know, pot.
No, sunflower seeds.
is the pot good over there? I don't even know.
I don't know. I never got good deals.
The medicine man wants to know how much time did Rabba spend at the International Food.
That's good. I didn't get a chance to because I was trying to make it here as fast as possible.
International
and I chose
Food.
The seeds.
You mean you didn't bring us lamb and like that carrot salad?
No, I could have.
International Food, by the way, is like a giant supermarket of Russian food.
Yeah, like a Russian deli.
It's a very specific international.
Yeah.
You by the name you think it's all the name. No, it's just Russia. That's
but
all.
It sort of transcends being a deli because it's like where all the old biddies go to gossip and stuff.
Yes, yeah, they really expanded. They have a whole second floor now. It's a cafe.
Yeah.
And you can pretty much spend your whole day there. And your entire, I don't know. Anyway, so.
Yes. So go ahead. What else happened?
That was it. Other than that, pretty uneventful.
Wait, so you went to your mom's house today?
Yeah.
Is that what I missed?
And I got some Chinese takeout for my mother.
Mm.
Per her request.
Did she pay for it or did you pay for
it?
No,
I paid for it. I mean, come on, what kind of son would I be?
Yeah. Did your dad get jealous?
Well, he ate some too, so it's okay. He was into it.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was okay. No stories from the house.
Did she ask you about us?
She asked about you, if you were dating anyone.
Are you?
What was the answer? I didn't mention all the stories you revealed on the live cast.
Give the squirting updates?
No squirting updates. I said you were single and you were doing great.
You need to tell your mom about that just to see what the reaction is. Like if she's completely shocked or if she's like, oh yeah, I did that. Because you never know.
I don't want to know.
I don't think Rob wants to know.
Robert, I want to tell you about my latest exploits of tribidism.
No. But like, her and your dad are home most days, right?
Almost? They're homeless?
They've got a lot of time on their hands. You never know what kind of fun they get into now that the kids are out of the house.
I think Bruno's trying to unwrap one of the Werther's originals that Darren...
We don't want that to happen.
Bruno, come here. I brought Werther's originals, but you have to sit on my lap in order to eat them.
It'll be like what happened at the Chinese zoo the other day. Did you hear about this?
No, what happened?
They had this little baby monkey, like a month-old little monkey, that ate a peanut, but it wasn't supposed to eat the peanut because it's too big for the monkey to digest, and the monkey would have died. So you know what the zookeeper did to get the peanut out?
Mouth to mouth.
He licked the monkey's asshole for half an hour.
What?
It's online.
It's true.
Documented.
I've seen it.
And there's a picture. He licked the little baby monkey's asshole for half an hour until he finally was able to get the peanut out of its ass.
Doesn't that like strike you as a little bit?
Why didn't
like,
he use like a Q-tip?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
Seemed like a little overzealous to like the guy's waiting for a chance to lick a monkey's asshole, and
this is like an
excuse.
This is the only way.
That's the only reason why he went into like biology and all that.
It's like one day I'm gonna get that monkey ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, step aside. I have skills for this.
But they talked about this on The Daily Show the other day, and Jon Stewart made a good point. He's like, you know, that monkey's gonna be accidentally eating peanuts all the time now. Like, uh-oh, look what I did. I have to go get it.
That's good.
Yeah. Looks like we have a caller.
Oh.
Early on in the show to celebrate Mother's Day.
Speaking of monkey anus.
864, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's me, Carol. South Carolina.
Oh, I think it's Carol, but...
We have a bad connection.
Wait, hold on one second, Carol. We're going to have to reconnect our phone lines. Carol is, of course, a grandmother here on Mother's Day. She called in a few...
sauce or cheese or it's just fresh
it's
meat.
Like pico de gallo?
No, something? It's just meat and like vegetables and the taco shell or whatever. And then I have little sauces at home that I put on it to make it taste better. But I think I spun the Taco Bell roulette wheel one too many times because I got the bad meat.
Mm, darn.
And
the pink slime?
It wasn't good. Yeah. No, I don't know. Isn't that McDonald's pink slime?
I think they all the fast food places.
Is it? All right. Yeah, well, maybe I got some pink slime.
Yeah. And then it ended up being brown slime later on.
I do feel better. No, I don't think I will be befouling the Metal Injection Studios bathrooms today.
Yeah. Darn.
I had my own fecal distress yesterday.
Did you? What happened?
Well, me and the wife and a couple of her friends, we went to Philly for the day, which, you know, against my better judgment to begin with. Every single person I saw in a Philly shirt, I shot them a dirty look. And I thought I was, like, doing it sort of surreptitiously, but then one of Amy's friends was like, that guy in the Philly shirt, you just smirked at him, didn't you? And I'm like, yeah, I sort of did. I'm, like, sizing them all up, like, angrily.
You know, before
judging.
You go on, that's funny. You reminded me I was in Penn Station for one reason. I think I went in there actually to use the bathroom, to stay on the theme. But I was with my girlfriend, and it was the day the Mets swept the Phillies just now. And I'm going up the escalator leaving, and the guy's coming down with a Philly hat on. And I laughed right in his face. And he looked, he turned around like, what? And then he saw I had a Mets hat on.
Did he say anything?
He looked like he wanted to turn on, but I was like, we were already separated by the escalator. Like,
you got the last word.
What if he would have ran after you and like started punching you?
Kicked his ass.
Yeah.
What do I look like? Come on.
Ooh, look at that.
Dan's not fucking around.
Fighting in the name of corporate sports.
He looked like a juggler.
Corporate sports. Anyway. What other kind of sports? The underground ones? The indie?
I wouldn't have fought in the name of
amateur sports.
I wouldn't fight because of sports, but if the guy attacked me, that's what she asked me, I would defend myself.
Darren Pitbull Delgado.
Yeah. Sure.
Before we get Carol on lunch, should we talk about this video clip that we wanted to bring up?
She's very like Carol, this woman.
Carol, I hope you're listening to this. I think you'll agree. Earlier this week, there was a testimony. I'm not sure what the...
I think it was in Nebraska. I think it was about the merits of gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was a city council hearing, you're right, in Nebraska. And resident Jane Scrovoda... Scrovoda?
Is she related to any of the guys from Slipknot?
What?
Aren't they from Nebraska?
No,
no, they're
Iowa.
From Iowa.
Oh, the same shit.
Yeah. They very well could be related.
311, are they from somebody?
She has some... Anyway, so she has some great views and scientific facts that I didn't know were true about gay marriage and just gay intercourse in general. Let's take a listen. Here we go.
I'm Jane Scrovoda. Winter Wipeout TV show had broken bones and manslaughter every minute. Winter Wipeout show is produced in Holland by gays, bis, and orgiers. Why do gays like to see people perishing? P-E-N-I-S goes into the anus to rupture intestines. More a man does this, more likely he'll be a fatality or a homicider.
So far, she's very accurate, I want to say.
Okay, I want to know where I can watch this TV show.
Raptures intestines?
P-A-N-I-S. Can you play that part again? I'm sorry. Let's go back a little.
S goes into the anus produced in Holland by gays, bis, and orgiers. Why do gays like to see people perishing? P-E-N-I-S goes into the anus to rupture intestines.
Did I just ask a question? Why is it okay to say anus and not spell it, but penis she had to spell out instead of saying the word?
Good question.
Where's the distinction there?
Penis is filthy.
But the anus is fine.
Maybe she has someone licking her ass and like licking peanuts out of her.
Yeah, I was going to say, in all fairness, there was a peanut.
It was a Brazil nut.
Okay.
If a man does this, more likely he'll be a fatality or a homicider. Getting pleasure while
that's
the other man passes away reverberates another homicide later. UNESCO, United Nations, has gender and bioethics conferences combined. Only gays go to gender studies.
That's true.
Gays are the bioethic genociders in hospitals. Children can be eliminated. The feds stated in this December 11th.
Children can be eliminated. What does that mean?
Hold on.
Article, the Lincoln Journal Star, page 6. Gays should not be employed in hospitals or any health occupation. Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub. Every corpse found without clothes has a partner that did away with them.
It's just like a random non sequitur.
Lesbians and gays rarely live past 40 years old because it is common for a partner to do away with them.
Or
wait, did you hear that part?
What?
Hold on, let me go back.
That did away with them.
I heard that.
Lesbians and gays rarely live past 40 years old because it is common for a partner to do away with them or they self-inflict.
You know what that means? That means the luckiest man on the planet is Harvey Fierstein.
Apparently, if you're gay, once you hit 40, you're dead. You're dead.
Well,
you're dead to the gay community.
Because another gay will kill you. That's
right.
It's not even
kill
like
yourself for being a gay.
Yeah. Or one or the other.
Yeah.
Right.
But somebody, you know, you have to be murdered.
This is great.
We want everyone to live as long as possible to be 80 years old instead of 40 years old. Don't go gay. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
Don't go. The only two choices, 80 or 40.
It's don't go gay. That's a great political slogan.
It's not healthy, dude.
Don't go gay. It's not healthy. Anus licking causes sepsis.
Once again, very true. Now, listen, she is crazy, but that is true. I believe that a prolonged anus licking is unhealthy.
I have sepsis, so yeah.
What? Probably. What is sepsis?
It's like a bacteria, some kind of bacterial thing. I don't know. Let me look it up exactly. I don't want to give misinformation.
Mm, learning so much.
But you know how when they say an antiseptic, it's like, you know, to stop sepsis. That's what antiseptic means. Sepsis, sweet. Here it is. Sepsis is a severe illness in which the bloodstream is overwhelmed by bacteria. So it's like an overload of bacteria.
Yeah, I think it's fine to eat ass. Just don't swallow.
Well, I think also there needs to be... there needs to be cleanliness back there.
If you see a forest of dingleberries down there, maybe don't do it.
But it's harder for men to
keep
clean.
Wait, so who gets the sepsis? The eater outer?
Eater, yeah, because you're eating shit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're not eating lumps of shit, but you're eating like shit particles. Like even if you can't see shit there, there's still shit particles you know, in the ass.
Sharticles, if you will.
Maybe, yeah. Basically.
All right.
If not given antibiotics within a half hour, they perish.
Perish.
That's why you just have to use antibiotics.
In education, a high percent of gay men in school grounds molest boys.
What?
Can I just ask who this woman is?
Just some crazy lady from the town, that's all.
Yeah. Gays become zoologists and lick monkeys' assholes. And they get monkey sepsis.
Partly because they don't have AIDS yet.
What?
That's why you molest
the
kids.
On the side of the innocent boy who gets F's and D's...
Fingers
a year after being molested. Don't.
My favorite thing about this is as she's giving the speech, there's like a student or something, like a young man.
Yeah, he's face-palming.
No older than like late 20s at most, who as the speech goes on is just like, what the fuck is she talking about?
He keeps like looking around like am I the only one hearing
that? Yeah. He's probably like there to give another. Well, he's in Nebraska. He's probably the only one in the room that finds fault with what she said.
Yeah. Everyone else is fine.
They're taking notes.
They're all sitting there stoically.
Hundreds of molestations a year with this equality ordinance.
Equality sucks.
Where are our school teachers that should be speaking about this today?
They're all gay.
Hillary
yeah.
Clinton's
yeah.
roommate,
yeah.
4 years
they're
in college, was Eleanor or Eddie Acheson, a gay woman, daughter of Dean Acheson. To avoid going gay like Hillary Clinton did, college students need single rooms and single gender dorms. Going lesbian is not normal. A college
if it's a single gender dorm, wouldn't that make it more likely that they'll go gay?
I don't know. Is that what she said,
yeah,
though?
She
I got
said
lost.
They need single rooms and single gender dorms to prevent college students from
going
gay.
Well, that's
gay.
What they're saying. Since they're not sharing rooms, they won't
but
go.
They're you could open your door and somebody else come knock.
Nope. I thought she said that. Maybe I got lost in the crazy, but I thought she said...
Yeah, let's go back.
Hillary Clinton did. College students need single rooms
and
single gender dorms. Going lesbian is not normal. A college woman is seduced with illegal rohypnol to go gay. Otherwise, they think it's...
That's
as soon as he said that, the guy just busted out laughing.
He's like, that's not what I'm using it for.
And rape.
I immediately thought of Sean when I saw that, heard that.
Warrant.
Hey, I like rohypnol.
Lesbian professors state, quote, wives are enslaved by their husbands, unquote. All you married councilmen know this is not true. And this is deranged thinking. Have no gays in education. The Canadian Gaetan Dugas was the first person to get AIDS in 1980. He depressed his immune system with pot. He ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse.
By the way, I googled Gaetan Dugas when that happened, and he looks exactly like David Spade. I don't know.
That's not a surprise. The funny thing is, you think she'd take the opportunity to call him Gaetan, right?
Gaetan Dugas.
But she doesn't even take that chance. Like, it's like gay Satan right there for you, lady, and you miss the fucking opportunity.
With so much emphasis on that, and she's like, Gaetan Dugas.
He's French.
French and a fag.
He eats poutine.
He has sepsis.
He's a homicider. You must fuck up your ruptured intestines when you eat all that poutine.
The thing she said right after that sounded like a Carcass lyric. Did you hear that?
What?
Go play the whole Gaetan Dugas part. Hold on, I have that in a cut here. Where is that? Here it is.
He ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse. Candida fungus grows hugely on a corpse. AIDS is a candida fungus disease.
Oh, good to know.
Roman senators went to Roman baths to be promiscuous, gay, bis, and orgiers, then went to the Colosseum to watch Christians get mauled and perish.
Sounds like a fun day to me.
Yeah,
the problem is
sadistic, yes. They cuss after coupling, don't like the land they lay on, and 80% of those who did treason by the year 2000 were gays. Don't employ gays in military, education, health, or psychology.
I love how she, like, takes it slowly and then speeds up a little.
Yeah. Well, she knows how she's on a timer.
It's
like a good stand-up.
She sees the red light.
She got the red light.
She's the last bit in before the
She is going to get the red light in a minute. The guy says you got a minute left. But it's
by
a verbal light.
By the year 2000, we're gays. Don't employ gays in military, education, health, or psychology. They are the genociders, molesters, treasonous, deranged. Gay is not a behavior, by the way. A gay is a behavior. It's not an identity. Shoplifters don't make good salespersons. Gay behaviors aren't needed for military, education, health, and psychology.
What?
Don't
what?
Encourage gays. Do not harm gays. Gays can transform.
Gays.
Let's see. Gays can transform to be celibate to live to be 80 years old.
He threw off her whole shtick there.
Yeah.
She was
on a
roll, and he fucked her all up.
Good.
So if gays are celibate, they'll live till 80. If they're not,
right.
40.
Just have no fun at all and don't enjoy yourself.
Suppress your all your desires and then you can live to a ripe old age of 80.
Yeah, then you won't be a homicide.
You'll turn into that lady.
And then you won't have your intestines ruptured.
Gay persons want to adopt children. The California Board of Education said last year children in San Francisco had the worst scholastics failing all subjects, all grade levels. They cry all day and rape each other hetero without being told not to.
I'm going to rape you hetero in a minute, lady.
Give us your molested children deranged by seeing only gays kissing. Don't ask, don't tell what you do in your bedroom, and you'll be respected for your work. Read the book Nijinsky to understand that bisexuals always become insane. A wedding dress is for a woman, not for a man. Jesus was kissed by Judas, a homo, who tried to sabotage Jesus' kind ideas. Do you choose Jesus, a celibate, or Judas, a homo?
Sid, hold on. You've reached the final homo jeopardy. You're ready for your last question.
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Here it is.
Do you choose Jesus, a celibate, or Judas, a homo?
And go.
Can I use a lifeline, Dan?
Sure, go ahead.
I'd like to phone a friend.
Go ahead.
Rob, ring.
The hobo.
How certain are you?
I'm 100%.
100%
right.
Certain?
Yes.
Can I use a 50-50, Dan?
Yes, you may.
All right, I'd like to use my 50-50.
Go ahead.
So what's left, then? You just got to hold. There's only two choices. It's got to be the right one.
The one that's left is Judas, a homo.
Then I guess I have to go with homo, my final answer. Homo.
You chose a Judas a homo, and you are correct!
Yeah!
Woo! You're a homo!
Hey!
All right, let's tell him what he's won. He's won a lifetime supply of sepsis and a trip to the Bronx Zoo to lick peanuts out of a monkey's asshole. Thanks for playing Crazy Nebraska Lady Jeopardy!
Is there a good wrap-up here? Let's see how this goes.
This is a result of a 10-year study by over 700 psychologists, PhDs, read Crisis of Generational Pursuits at any Lincoln City school.
Thank you.
Here, next speaker.
Thank you.
Guys,
look, guys, say something.
These poor bastard's probably been sitting there all day listening to this shit. He's like, all right.
All right, now let's get the opinion that really matters. Yeah. Carol, you're on the line.
Hello.
Well, Alex Lesson made a good point about the role models, you know. I don't think that queers out there adopt kids because,
it's
a bad example.
Better those kids go unadopted and stay
in
foster homes than to be adopted by two loving parents of the same sex?
Well, I mean, how many are not going to show affection in front of a kid.
What's that?
She's saying that gay people are likely to show affection in front of their kid, and that will warp their mind.
Well, how will that warp their mind?
What do do you think is wrong?
Because she's saying they shouldn't see that. But can I? All right. So, you, Carol, you've never had a gay experience, correct?
Correct.
You're completely hetero.
No, you've never kissed another woman.
No, never.
So, I mean, I don't mean to be personal, but didn't you tell us that your kids are all fucked up?
Well, actually, if you want to look, they are both on Facebook. If you want to go look, you can tell.
We don't want to look.
We just want to.
I mean, I'm not assuming anything. I'm just going by what you said on the show. Like, your kids ran away and you had all this crap going on. So, I mean, clearly.
Yeah, my children didn't run away.
That must have misunderstood something. So, I'll let you. I won't put words in your mouth. You tell.
Never ran away. They chose to go live at their dad's house.
Oh. But see, so they had a hetero couple that raised them, and you still had problems. So why is that automatically better than a gay couple?
Because at least her kids didn't end up gay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you think, that if a child is raised by a gay couple, that child will transform into a gay?
Well, no, definitely not, but it's still just not a good role model.
But also... Also, heterosexual couples have kids that are gay, too. So, obviously, it has nothing to do with who your parents are.
Obviously, because, if everybody was gay, there wouldn't be any people, right?
Why? Is that such a bad thing?
That's not even really true. I mean, they could still have sex just to produce children.
Yeah. Test tube babies.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Do you think being gay, you're born gay, or is being gay a choice that you decide one day?
I'm sure it's a choice.
You're sure of it. What makes you so sure?
I mean, what in your genetics would say that that you have desires to stick them up a butt? I mean,
well, Carol,
what in your genetics would cause you to do that? It's something that you think that it's all intellectual. I think it's all from watching TV and their subliminal messages with Megan Pimble's queer.
Wait, no gay people before TV was invented?
Well, then it was just, other people coaxing them into it.
Carol, this is so fucking dumb. You watch TV, why haven't you gone gay?
Well, because I'm not queer.
What did she say?
She only watches Rockford Files.
Have you ever thought about kissing another woman?
Well, I mean, intellectually, I've thought of it,
Wait, you've thought of it? What does that mean?
Hey, bull dyke.
Yeah, it's all this weird noise like coming through the phone. I can't hardly talk.
Be nice to Rob.
What?
So you say, who would you kiss if you, like, what girl, what ladies have you thought about
Lindsay
getting
Lohan.
Intimate with?
No, I don't mean that. I mean, I've thought about being dead, but I don't have any desire to be dead.
Aha! You have thought about being dead. I knew it.
It's an intellectual thing, I mean, getting off is like something that, anything just about on the face of the earth can cause you to do that. But it's your mind and your heart that chooses who you want to have sex with. But do you know what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I really don't. I'm trying.
Well, all right. it's not your body that makes you choose how to have sex with, who to have sex with, because like I just said, you can get off on just about anything.
Well, what makes
but
you
it's your mind and your heart that makes you choose who you get with.
Well, what makes you choose to be a heterosexual?
Well, first of all, the first thing that, when I see a man that I'm attracted to is what he looks like, and then if he looks good, I want to get to know him.
Right, but what makes you attracted to
him? What makes you think a certain
thing as first is what I'm saying.
Right, so wouldn't if a man found another man attractive, wouldn't they find them attractive in the same exact way that you would find a man attractive?
Yes. Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I'm sorry.
I suppose so, yeah. I mean, I'm not denying that there's gay people, but I'm saying that's a choice.
If you can't really control what you're attracted to, you just naturally are attracted to people.
I have to agree with
you. Well, I mean, I see girls that I think are, you know, pretty, but I'm not attracted to them.
That's why. If you were gay, you'd be attracted to them. See, that's how that works.
You're not even attracted to Noah?
Wow. Noah, how do you feel about that?
Have you seen Noah? Do you know what Noah looks like?
Who?
Noah, our co-host.
She doesn't like me because I'm Jewish.
No, I've never seen her.
Rob, email her some photos.
No.
It wouldn't matter. I'm not attracted to
her. Well, you haven't seen Noah,
though. She's pretty foxy.
Come on now.
She squirts. Come on. She's into all kinds of stuff.
She's into sepsis.
She would show you how your pussy works the way Brian McKnight does.
Oh, my pussy works just fine.
She'd be your Brian McWhite. How about that?
Yes, she's Brian McKnight, but without the black.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if Carol is really my type, to be honest with you.
I have to agree.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
The chat says that she's not as interesting when she's not saying the N-word every 3 seconds.
Hey, remember about the knife in the gut? Uh-huh. That goes triple for fags.
Really?
Oh.
See, she heard about the chat and she ramped it up.
She plays to the audience.
So you would stab a gay person, I don't want to say fag, but you would stab a homosexual 3 times. But what ratio to a black person would you like? How much more stabbing is it?
I forgot when I told you last time.
You said stab them in the gut. I don't think you specified.
How many times did I say? Multiply by that, whatever.
So she's a true professional.
But it's true. That's good. That's how you write a show. What? It sucks when, you know, there's not continuity between episodes. Carol, what if it was a black guy who was gay? Would you double the penalty? Or
would that be like 6?
Well, I was talking about a girl because a gay man probably would not come after me, do you think?
I just thought maybe if you saw him, you know, being flamboyant in public, you might stab him if he wasn't coming after
you. Okay. Remember what I said? If somebody came to my house and was trying to have sex with me, I'd stab him in the gut. I wouldn't go walking down the street looking for somebody to stab. I don't think there's any gay man that would come after me because I don't look the least bit, you know, like what they'd be interested in.
But listen, by the way, Capsburger says, I don't think a straight man would come after Carol either. That's messed up. Come on.
That's all right.
She has 2 kids. She must have clearly had sex.
Carol, what Mother's Day gifts did you get today? Did you get anything from the kids or the grandkids? Any lunches?
No, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
So would you say this right here is the highlight of your Mother's Day?
No, not really, because I talked to my friend in Rio de Janeiro today earlier, and I'm supposed to talk to him again later. Type on the computer.
This is the American highlighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you have a friend in Rio de Janeiro?
Fled the country.
How do you have a friend in Rio?
From Facebook.
See, Carol, if you had given your kids up for adoption and they were adopted by a gay family, they might have sought you out and given you a present by now.
Yeah, maybe so.
Because you wouldn't have had 20+ years to fuck them up.
Right, exactly. They might have been happy.
Yeah, they might.
She's not even fighting.
I feel bad.
She's resigned to it.
I feel bad about that joke now. Even though you're a racist.
Don't feel bad for me, because, you know, whatever you say rolls right off my back.
I do feel bad, even though you're a baby.
No, you don't want to gotta talk to God when the day comes. I'm not the least bit responsible for your shit.
That's true.
What if you don't believe in God?
Well,
it won't be a one-sided conversation.
By the way, Capsburger again, your insults roll off her back rolls.
If you don't believe in God, then the conversation does not affect you whatsoever. You know, whatever happens,
awesome.
Happen.
Darren wins.
I still feel bad because I have a conscience.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Carol, someone in the chat, the medicine man asks, do you have sepsis?
Not that I know of.
She's not. She just said she's not a gay.
Your intestines are all functioning? All working order?
Well, you know, I was listening to that, and the sepsis I think they're talking about is something like salmonella, because, I mean, what else would you get from a butt?
Water. Like
you
a
know?
Oh, so you've never experimented with anal sex, Carol?
I don't want to talk about that.
That's a yes.
Oh. So
that's just gross.
You have experiments.
It's traumatic.
Did you like it a little too much?
It's just gross. No.
Show a control doll where Gaetan Dugas touched you.
Penis goes into the anus.
No, wait. Were you the one doing the penetrating? That's the question.
A little stabbing of your own.
Well, I don't have anything to...
Here's the question. Here's a good question for you, Carol. Now, you're with a guy, right? And you have a toy, and you insert it into his anus.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gay, right?
I should not say this, but one time I was just checking to see if this dude was fagged one time, and I stuck my finger up his ass.
How'd that go?
Not good at all. He wasn't, and it fucked up their relationship.
Did you lick your finger before, or did you just kind of
it
in there?
No.
So you put a dry finger in his asshole?
No,
maybe that's why he didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, no one knows what she's doing back there.
Oh, well, he wasn't queer. He didn't like it at all.
So only queers would like the prostate stimulation?
Yeah, like if a woman's doing it. Is it?
You're saying it would be queer if he liked it.
Is that really gay if a woman does that to you?
No.
It might be a little...
This whole conversation is just wrong.
What was the condition of your fingernails at the time? Like, were they...
It wasn't sharp fingernails, no. It's just that he was not turned on by the finger up the butt.
There was already sepsis on her fingernail. So that's
God almighty, he didn't die. He's still alive.
Yes.
He just moved to Rio to get away from you.
You're so
okay, Carol, you've given away a little too much. But thank you, as always, for your unabashed opinions. Your truthful opinions. Sid has one more question.
I just have one last question. So after you stuck the finger in the guy's butt, and he freaked out, left, whatever.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I said that. I'm a radiator.
Did any point after that, did you smell your finger?
No.
Come on.
Did you kind of, like, hold your finger out for the rest of the session? Like... out into the air because you didn't...
I don't remember, but...
You went to hug him and then you
messed up the whole relationship.
You didn't put that finger anywhere near your eye, right? Because you know that's how...
By the way, we have our crack research team has figured out who that boyfriend was that she did that to.
Oh. Yeah.
Tell me.
Wait, who was it? You and... Who was it?
Gaetan Dugas.
Oh, okay.
What?
At eight. She gave him the funky finger.
A homo. Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub.
Oh, thank you.
That's a good drop. All right. Carol, we're going to dedicate this playlist to you and all the mothers out there in Metal Injection Livecast land, as every song is about a mother.
Before we hang up on you, would you like to say any fucked up racist shit? Just to hit your quota.
Warrant.
Hey, am I still on here?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. No, I got nothing else to say.
What's that?
No, I got nothing else to say.
We'll leave you on hold and you
can
think
about it. Wait,
hold
on. How do you feel about Barack Obama coming out against for gay marriage, right?
Barack Obama came out?
For gay marriage.
And all this whole show is going to be about is fags?
Just a segment.
Actually,
I thought it would be fun, but I just don't like talking about fags. I don't like fags. I don't like talking about them. I don't like thinking about them. This is a chore because this is a horrible, horrible show.
Carol, just to let you know, we're all gay.
And by the way, we agree. This is a horrible show.
We're going to use that as a blurb on the live
Wait,
cast site.
Can you cut that as a clear promo? We'll shut up and let you talk.
Can you just say the Metal Injection live cast?
No, let us say like this.
All y'all are fags.
Wait, that's good. Wait. This is Carol. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast, a horrible, horrible show with a bunch of fags. Go.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Come on, do it. Say it.
I'm not saying that.
Why not? You just said it. Now that I prompted you, you can't.
Well, go back and record what
yeah,
I
but
said.
It was like there was like feedback.
I'm not saying it on command.
We're recording it now.
I'm not your slave. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're recording the whole thing.
All right, we'll try to dig it out of there.
No,
right, thanks for calling in.
I don't perform on command.
Break. Yeah, you don't do anything on command. All right. Well, let's get to our music break. All mother-related songs for all the mothers listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. We're going to kick it off with a little Mastodon, Mother Puncher.
Don't go gay. It's not happening.
Hello, this is Bruce. Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now. But he wanted me to remind you that you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net.
Nine out of 10 baby rapists agree. The Metal Injection live cast is pretty funny. Keep listening.
Yeah.
Mommy!
Let go, they both!
Sing on like a kid to our mate to me.
Mommy, can I go out and dance tonight?
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, reminding you, when I'm not hanging around in men's bathrooms, watching Lars Ulrich watching other people doing cocaine, I'm listening to the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Yesterday.
the FBI in the audience. The music break is over. Repeat, the music break is over. Please return to your listening posts and resume monitoring of this program for any negative references to Dave Mustaine. That is all. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, FBI, for listening. It's a special Mother's Day edition of the Metal Injection live cast. Before we start talking about Dave Mustaine.
And by the way, thank you, Gatan Dugas.
Oh, yes, of course. Let's talk about our playlist. You just heard Suicidal Tendencies with I Saw Your Mommy. Before that, The Misfits with Mommy, Can I Go Out and Kill Tonight? Before that was The Sword with Maiden, Mother, and Crone. Before that was Metallica, or as really annoying people call them, Calica.
Don't they call themselves that?
Yeah, that's kind of redundant.
Yeah.
Dyer's Eve, and we of course kicked it off with Mastodon Mother Puncher.
Why Talica? Why is that? Why is that the syllable? That
why is that the abbreviation?
Why not? Like, why not Metallic? Metallic.
Is Metallica really that long that you got to be like Talica?
I just call them T. I'm a big fan. I call them T.
I only call them
A. Well, speaking of.
Actually, I hate them, so I add syllables. Like a Metallica.
I like
That's
it.
That's how Shlomo says it.
Oh, I see. Groban in the chat writes, they call themselves Talica because they are not metal anymore.
That's right. That's a good point. That's nice. Like KFC. They don't serve chicken, so they say KFC.
Yeah.
That cuts deep.
It's rebranding.
Cuts deep. Metallica and their buddy Dave Mustaine were in the news this week.
Uh-huh.
There's a special edition of So What magazine being put out, which is Metallica's fan club magazine, and James Hetfield is interviewed in the magazine, and one of the journalists interviewing him wisely asks about this supergroup that Dave Mustaine cannot shut up about, which, for those of you who don't know, during the Big Four shows, Mustaine would keep saying in interviews that he went to Lars and James after reconnecting with them and how much he loves playing with them, that he was pitching them on a supergroup with the three of them, Mustaine, Hetfield, and Ulrich, and Dave Ellison
why does Dave Ellison have to be in this?
So it's 50-50 Metallica Megadeth.
He doesn't want to be outnumbered.
And it's like, who's going to be it? Robert Trujillo? No.
Why? Why
he
not?
Doesn't...
Racist.
Yeah.
What does Dave Ellison really contribute to Megadeth? Nothing.
Oh.
It's just because if it's 50-50, then they can't kick Mustaine out again.
Yes, they can.
I guess. Ellison is like, now that I'm in a band with these cool guys, fuck off,
you're
Dave.
You're out of here, Mustaine.
Thanks for getting me in.
Anyway, so Hetfield was asked about it, and as, you know, I did put up a glamorous headline when I wrote about this earlier this week. My headline was James Hetfield to Dave Mustaine, shut up about that supergroup.
And by glamorous, you mean completely distorted.
Yeah, TMZ for metal.
Yes, totally. And hey,
I like it, though.
I think it sums up the story well enough. My alternate headline would have been, James Hetfield politely asks Dave Mustaine to stop talking about the supergroup.
And shut up.
And shut up. Anyway, so... Hetfield was asked about the supergroup and his thoughts about it. And here's Darren doing a reciting of what he said.
It's only the video here, though.
No, that's the Mustaine one. Go to the Metal Injection story for the Hetfield one.
But that says that's James talking.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to do James?
Yes.
Okay.
I think especially with Dave on all of his struggles, I see him healthier now. I see him as less of a bitter guy. But I do see a lot of stuff in the press with him talking about jamming with us and making an album. All this other crazy stuff. I read it and I say to myself, hold on, this is the Dave that we kind of wanted to forget about. You know the big mouth that just wants to just go, go, go. Wait, I'm not done, Noah, But there is an authenticity about him when he speaks. He doesn't think too much before he does, no. He just goes off the cuff.
Plus, when he says stuff like that, it's well intended. Yeah, yeah.
Word for word, that was
the new Metallica album.
Good idea.
So, I mean, Hetfield was like, look, it's not going to happen. He needs to stop talking about it. But, you know, I'm not that mad at him. He means well. It's like the way you talk about your dog, your pet dog. Like, oh, yeah, you know, he might sit on the couch and pee here and there. But he means well. He doesn't know.
He's doing well. He used to pee on the couch more. And now he's stopped. He's more, but he's well-intended when he does mess up.
And through the power of the internet, it got back to Mustaine already. This happened over the weekend, so I haven't written about it on Mental Injection just yet.
Can I ask, was this just two old men trying to stay relevant?
Yeah.
I think it's a combination. I think it's that. It's not them trying to stay relevant. It's them talking to the media, and then the media
twisting it,
blowing anything up.
Just, I like how you refer to that as if you're not part of it.
I'm totally a part of it.
Damn media.
Using sensational headlines.
Yeah. Well, because it works.
To be fair, the initial headline that Rob wanted to use for that story was James Hetfield murders David Mustaine. And then in much smaller letters, verbally.
By the way, can I just say, I have to pat myself on the back. I came up with the Dave Mustaine vagina plug headline. That was very
funny. That was you. Yeah.
Dave Mustaine comes out in favor of vagina plugs for African women.
That could be a commercial. Dave Mustaine brand vagina plugs.
Yeah.
And hair plugs.
So Mustaine apologized, he said. He sent him a text message.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's a few paragraphs down in the story.
Here it is.
I fucked up.
We can, it's actually a video thing. We can actually watch it. Unless, or should Darren do the...
Do you have the text of it?
Yeah, the text is in there.
I like Darren better than Dave Mustaine. Aww. I like Darren Mustaine better than Dave Mustaine.
It starts in an interview with artists.
All right. I already sent James a text message and said I apologize to him for saying that and I won't ever mention it again. I'm sorry, James. I like James, and I thought what he said was flattering. And then it kind of went the opposite way. And then it kind of came back again. You know, that's okay. I guess my whole thing was I just wanted them to know that I loved them.
Oh, God.
And then I missed them, and I enjoyed playing with them. If that's not mutual, then I understand.
Didn't he
like
hate them a year ago?
Yeah.
Didn't he hate them?
Cool. It's like a passive-aggressive mother.
He's just insane.
It's like, fine, if your mother's not important enough to call, that's okay. You're busy.
Yeah, if you care, you would call me. Yeah. You know, we'd do a show together.
Well, look who remembered to call. Oh, what's the matter? Nothing else in the world going on?
Listen, it's just something that's meant everything to me for 30 years, and if it's not the same the other direction, then fine.
I like, he didn't mention the part where James Hetfield texted back, who is this?
This actually gets more embarrassing.
Yeah.
I guess my whole thing, I told you that one. I still respect him, and I still care about the guy. If he doesn't want to play with me anymore, that's cool. If he doesn't like the idea of what I said, that's okay too. It wasn't like I said it was going to happen. It was just something I kind of wish would happen. But you know, it's okay now, since it doesn't seem like it's gonna happen. You know what? It's off my bucket list.
Oh. Wait, then he added.
The thing is, I probably shouldn't have said stuff like that, because I guess to some people, they may think I'm trying to use that as a way to get publicity. Duh. So I can see where there would be some feelings about it. And that wasn't my intention.
Wow.
He said to the press.
I'm curious now how Dave actually says it. Let's listen in. Hold on.
I say it in a song.
I mean, if James could do it, so
by the way,
Megadeth's Dave Mustaine was blindsided by recent comments calling him a big mouth by Metallica's James Hetfield.
He didn't say big mouth.
When asked about Metallica's former lead guitarist, Mustaine,
you're worse than Rob,
Hetfield
lady.
Said in an interview for their So What magazine, quote, I see him healthier now. I see him as less of a bitter guy. But I do
oh, wow, they credit this as excerpted by Metal Injection.
Holy!
This artisan news
said to myself, hold on.
You mean a blog post that you wrote they're using as, like,
about. You know, the big mouth that wants to just go, go, go.
Oh, my God.
But there is an authenticity about him when
by
he
By the
speaks.
Way, Skidmore Collector, no, this is not Metal Sonata.
He just goes off the cuff. Plus, when he says stuff like that, it's well-intended, end quote. This was in reaction to Mustaine being asked by journalists if he'd like to play and record some music with members of his old band someday, which he said he'd open to and like to do. Artisan News spoke with Dave Mustaine earlier today about the quote, and he said he immediately got in touch with James.
Well, I already sent him a text message and said I apologized to him for you know saying that, and that I won't ever mention it again.
Lost number. Who is this? New phone. That was the answer. Yeah.
So, you know, I like James, and I thought that what he said was flattering, and then it kind of went the opposite way, and then it kind of came back again, and you know, that's okay. I guess my whole thing was I just wanted him to know that I loved him and that I missed him and that
it sounds worse
with
him.
It
sounds
even
sadder.
Enjoy playing with him. If that's not mutual, then
his face
I understand.
So swollen.
Yeah, he's
and,
an old man. That's enough.
I still respect him and I still care about the guy.
Good Tom Hanks.
Doesn't want to play anymore. That's cool. If he you know doesn't like the idea of what I said, that's okay too. It wasn't like I said it was going to happen. It was something that I kind of wished it would happen, but, you know, it's okay now since it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And you know what? It's off my bucket list.
Oh,
he added
up.
That some, including James, might have thought he was trying to get publicity, but he was being sincere with his feelings.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that, you know, I probably shouldn't have said stuff like that because I guess, you know, to some people they may think that I'm trying to use that as a way to get publicity. So I can see where there would be some, you know, some feelings about it, and that wasn't my intention.
Dave, just stop.
Megadeth kicked off a tour with Rob Zombie at PNC.
Okay, we don't need to know about him.
Listen, I like Dave, but he needs to just stop talking. Really.
I think he needs to spend more time at the zoo licking nuts out of monkeys' asses.
Maybe if he did that to somebody in Metallica, they'd let him in there.
Anus licking causes sepsis.
Carol, would you like to have seen that supergroup with James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Dave Mustaine, and Dave Ellison?
Not if James Hetfield doesn't want to do it.
But if he would do it, would you be interested? Where are you? Do you like, who do you prefer, Metallica or Megadeth?
I like them better.
Who, if you can only listen to one, which would you put on right now?
So fucking what? Or we lie to each other so much. I got them both in my head, so.
Can you sing that song? Just go.
Wait, what was that second song? How does that go?
Trust.
How does it go? I don't remember.
We lie to each other so much. I can hear myself on the record.
Then he goes, go ahead, and then he goes, God help me, please.
Yeah. On my knees.
See, he's gay. On my knees.
Yeah.
That means
he's
you can't
gay
listen
for God.
Huh?
He said, on my knees. That means he's
Billy
a fan.
Billy Bob Jangles in the chat says, somebody slapped Carol with a dick already. That's Billy Bob Jangles, that's not nice.
At least it's hetero, though.
Billy Bob Jangles.
If it was someone named Billy Bob Jangles, she'd probably allow it.
She probably knows him.
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, no, Skidmark Collector. Slap her with a stolen dick. Where are you stealing dicks from?
That's a good question. If you, Carol, if someone steals a dick and touches a dick and they're a man, are they gay?
Somebody steals one
yes.
off a corpse, you mean?
Yes.
Or somebody cuts one off of a live person.
Yes.
I like from the donor.
That's actually a good
question. Either way, they're freaks.
But what if it's from a corpse?
So that, but they'd be a freak, but not gay, because it's a dead body.
White corpse, a white heterosexual. Like Freddie Mercury.
A Christian corpse.
Like Freddie Mercury's corpse.
Christian corpse.
You rubbed your
weird.
Partner became a corpse.
That's what I mean. That was called when you have sex with a dead person.
Have you ever had sex with a dead person, Carol?
Yeah, every day. Doesn't
really?
Everybody?
I don't.
Dead on the inside. She's had that plenty.
Oh,
that's
different.
Whenever she masturbates.
Yeah, dead on the inside, yeah.
Carol, if I put Trust on with the instrumental version, would you sing along to it?
Oh, that would be amazing. Come on, Carol.
No.
Yeah, here we go.
It's like karaoke night.
Yeah.
I'm not into words, too. I get all jumbled up in my head because I'm like,
just do the best you can.
Yeah, hum it.
We're not judging.
Well, just Google the lyrics and then read along with it.
It's a long intro.
It is. All right, I'll fast forward, Carol. Ready? Here we go. This is like a minute in. Jesus Christ. It's still not to the part where the words are.
Wait,
it's coming, it's coming.
Which Dane on Daddy playing on this song?
Which what?
Dane.
Which Dean?
Yes.
All right,
guitar, duh.
Oh, which Dean guitar?
Here comes your part.
He wasn't
now,
using
go.
Accent.
Come on,
go
you're missing it.
Nothing. Come on.
We are. Come on, I'm trying to open you up. Come on, your turn, go.
You almost sounded like you actually did it.
Come on, you don't know this?
You almost sounded like it. Let me hear.
Nothing we trust.
Go.
Can we just have Derek?
You sing it. You sound almost like you. It sounds good.
I hate this song.
Just read his apology.
You could do karaoke again and nobody'd know.
I'll sing a different Megadeth song. Not this one. I'll sing She-Wolf. How about that?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do you know She-Wolf? Do a duet with me. Because you're like
I know that song.
Carol, you're like a She-Wolf, aren't you?
I don't know.
She's thinking it over.
In bed, she is. But in real life, she's just a nice lady.
Hmm. Okay. Are you a She-Wolf in bed, Carol? This is not the real version, is it? It's like someone covering this, isn't it?
That's the flamenco version.
No, this sucks. Ah, fuck it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like this.
The Blind of the She-Wolf.
Is this Rodrigo y Gabriella?
Her lips are poisonous venom. Yeah. Carol. Carol leaves. They're a water tower. She doesn't like fags or Negroes. I can say that, right? Knows how to please rednecks. She likes guys in dirty white tees.
Have you ever eaten possum, Carol?
No. That's clean up. Bones that come out of a possum thing.
What?
What? A pussy? Yes, I have.
No, a possum.
Oh, a possum.
The little bone thing that's in there, that's nasty.
On the Discovery Channel, I've seen one.
I've seen possums.
Some dude actually handed me one time and said, you know what this is? And I looked at it.
That's kind of, you know.
It's a possum.
You
know, I kind of dropped it. I said, what?
You just dropped a possum? Did it get hurt?
It's probably
like
dead.
No, it was the bone thing and his little wang thing. You know?
By bone thing, do you mean skeleton?
No, it's like Carlin saying that only in possums, and they handed me one and said, "You know what this is?" And I looked at it. I said, "No." And he told me what it was, and I dropped it.
So it was it was a boner.
Carol,
it was a cartilage thing that goes in the possum's wing when he's alive.
Carol, can you hear me?
What? Yeah, I hear you.
There's a few questions that I'd like you to field in the chat here. Is that all right? Would you have sex with Lou Reed?
Lou Reed,
the artist.
The guy who did an album with him in Blake.
Yeah. You know, worship.
Who?
Okay, yes.
I can't hear y'all are like tripping out. I feel like I'm tripping listening to y'all.
Would you have sex with him? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. It's a pretty straightforward answer. Would you do bondage?
No.
No S&M of any kind?
Not even a little?
No.
What is your objection to that, out of curiosity?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want someone to handcuff you to the headboard of your bed and just, like, fuck you relentlessly?
Mm-hmm. I think Carol thinks handcuffs are only for black people.
When I got loose, he would die. I'll put it that way.
Groban asks, what about the Talica?
He'd need to kill me, because if I got loose, I'd kill him.
What about the Talica album S&M, though? Are you into that? Or are you opposed to that?
No, I don't even like that album. I hate that album.
She's consistent.
Yeah.
All right. Someone at BB Jesus asks, would you fuck Coco Beware? I can answer that. She would not fuck Coco Beware. Coco Beware is a black man. You would not fuck her.
No, absolutely not.
I can answer that for you as your counsel.
What about Frankie?
Maybe. There's a chance. Yeah, that's about it. Okay. Whoa, would you fuck Rob Halford? That's a good one.
I don't know who that is.
He's the lead singer of Judas Priest.
But, oh, no.
Excellent.
Oh, Rob Halford. I thought you said Hauser. No.
Would you fuck Rob Hauser?
There he is.
I think he plays defense for the St. Louis Blues.
How about the Gatan Dukas? Would you fuck?
You know, St. Louis Cardinals or the...
No, the Blues, the hockey team.
Huh?
Gatan Dukas.
You know what hockey is?
All right, Carol. Thank you.
Oh, hockey. Oh, was that a hockey team?
Is that like Hauser team?
All right, Carol. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Happy Mother's Day, Bill.
Yes. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you find your children one day.
She knows their Facebook pages at the very least.
Yeah,
that's start.
She's not completely anonymous.
I wonder if at least for Mother's Day they like poked her on Facebook, maybe something.
They didn't actually write a message.
No, they
sent her flowers in Farmville.
And then they poked. She poked them back, and they deleted her.
Aww.
Like, no, we're not ready for that part of the relationship yet.
Yeah,
Mom.
You weren't supposed to poke back.
This is a one-way poke.
Take
for
a
now.
Hint.
Oh my
she is
God.
The unforgiven.
She is. Well said.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can stand Carol for this long. Like that
yeah,
was
that
a lot
was,
of
yeah.
Carol this episode.
Too much. You know what we need? We need someone else to call in. 646-929-1357. By the way, too much Carol causes sepsis. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah. Also diarrhea. I feel like my anus is going to explode.
Noah and I went to the Behemoth show last night.
How was
that?
Yes, we did.
It was fun. It was the first show I've been to in a while.
You sent a lot of annoying tweets from the Metal Injection account.
That's what happens when I'm drunk.
What kind of tweets?
What? They weren't annoying. What
does the Russian guy say? Bigimot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just tweeting about the show. As
also, Watain played.
I wrote that watching Behemoth.
Wu-Tang played?
Wu-Tang playing ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah, it was the most unusual tour ever.
Yes, it was multiple metal bands. Oh, you were saying as if Wu-Tang was
Wu-Tang.
On. Okay. That wouldn't be that unusual, I believe.
And Behemoth?
Yeah.
Why not? Wu-Tang and Behemoth?
You'd
go to that.
Is very crossovery.
Yeah,
I
they're
guess.
Huge in Poland. Isn't Behemoth from Poland? They are, right?
Yeah.
See, I pay attention to this show sometimes.
Yo, Polish motherfuckers is crazy, kid!
So we won. It was fun.
Oh, we have another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
It's Carol again.
No.
Calling from a private number.
Caller.
Gatan Dugas, you're on the air.
Oh, they hung up.
Yeah, it was cool. I was upset, though, because they took away my one hitter in the middle of the show.
They did? Who?
Well, because I was smoking on the staircase.
Yeah, at least they didn't arrest you.
Yeah, well, come on.
Where was this show?
Irving Plaza. Oh,
okay. Yeah, they do that.
You were smoking on the staircase? Why didn't you smoke in the crowd?
Because I'm an idiot. I mean, I totally deserved it. I was that drunk. I'm like, I'm just going to smoke wherever
I
want.
Oh, my goodness.
The fucking
anywhere.
8 foot tall Sasquatch.
Yeah.
On the
no one could see me. No
I remember the last time you did that, I wound up in jail.
That wasn't the last time. That was many times ago.
The last time you did it with Darren.
Yeah, I always think about that, and I feel so, like I can just feel how tense and upset Darren was. Like,
let's not talk
about it. Who gets arrested? Come on. Not just Darren. Sure,
Morbid Toaster is asking us to please elaborate.
We spoke about this on the show. I don't want to rehash it too much. But Rob pulled out a pipe in the middle of 8th Avenue, Manhattan, in Midtown. Started smoking it. And I told him not to. He was like, yeah, it's fine. And we immediately got thrown against the wall by undercover cops.
My side of the story is I was smoking with Anthony.
Uh-huh.
I had a one-hitter that looked like a cigarette. Anthony had like a glass pipe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Then we traded... because we had different weeds, and I had the glass pipe. And so after I smoked the glass pipe, I get arrested. Anthony smoking the cigarette did not get arrested.
But because he was walking 20 feet ahead of
him. So you're blaming poor little Anthony.
Yeah,
what
for the pipe.
Darren?
Well, Darren was just happened to be right next to me, so I assumed.
None
of
the guy smoking the weed in the middle of the street in 8th Avenue in broad daylight was not... at all.
There were two people smoking in the middle.
All right,
no,
but you weren't at fault.
No. I'm saying I am at fault.
All right, Can I just say this is the first time
with
you've ever said that?
With that said,
how many years later?
Like 10 years later. It was like 06, I think.
Yeah.
But he said, at the whole time, he was like, well, what's the big deal? It doesn't matter. That's stupid. They were just being dicks, you know.
Well, it wasn't a big deal, though. There was nothing on the record.
It wasn't a big deal. Like, I didn't go to jail for 10 years, but I would rather not be thrown in jail until 6 in the morning.
I agree. I agree with you.
But it didn't go on your record?
No.
We had to watch a video about marijuana use.
A really ridiculous
Oh,
video.
My God.
But I had to wake up at, like, 8 a.m. to go to court.
Oh, you did have to go to court.
Yeah, they made that was the punishment.
What did you say in front of the judge?
Nothing. It was like they called the case and the judge threw it out immediately. Like it was just standard procedure.
But here's the thing. I had all this inconvenience thrown upon me, and I didn't even get high. I didn't smoke at all.
So
I'm not the one who arrested you.
So Darren has no pleasure.
You got us arrested.
I didn't. I'm not the one that put the cuffs.
Did you at least like take him out to dinner after? Like something
to
pay him back?
He was totally, completely remorseless.
I was pretty remorseless at the time. I guess looking back, I was being a dick.
So how are you going to make amends?
I accept your
reparations.
That apology is enough.
I think Darren is a spa day, okay?
It's off my bucket list.
A spa day from 2006 plus interest. So what would that be now?
48 spa days.
Yeah, buy him a spa, Rob.
Darren wants his own spa.
Darren now owns MetalInjection.net.
For $80,000 USD.
Metal Injection is worth 48 spa days.
Yeah.
Take me to international food and buy me a kielbasa.
I'll buy you a pound of Bujanina.
Yeah, Bujanina and Dr. Skaya.
How about Rob takes you and two of your friends along to international food?
How about Rob takes me?
I'm not going to buy you anything.
I thought she was going to wheedle her way into a spa day and then Darren can stay home.
And I don't care about the spa day. I just want the meat.
Oh, all right. That's a drop, by the way. I just want the meat.
Good work.
Coming up next week.
But I've actually cut down on smoking in public.
Good.
I just smoke at home. I just get so high so often now that I feel like I don't even
you
need
can
to
wait.
Smoke on the street. Yeah.
Taffer 666, 3D, when did you stop smoking weed and why? Good question. I stopped smoking weed after Jeff's bachelor party, our dear friend Jeff that passed away.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Why after the bachelor party?
I had such a miserable experience. Actually, it was more drinking at that party that fucked me up.
Darren raged so fucking hard that it was, well, we drank a lot of whiskey and then we smoked some weed.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like if you don't drink very often,
mm-hmm.
and then you're really drunk, and then you smoke weed, the room starts. But it's a bad idea.
Right. Well,
I've
I did.
There.
So I think that's what happened to you.
But I was drinking pretty often, relatively socially.
But still, like when you're like shit face drunk, mm-hmm. the worst thing you can do at that point. That's the one time where I will 100%
say no weed.
Right. It was a bad idea all around. Right. But I was so fucked up, I wasn't even thinking what I was
Absolutely. Doing. And that's pretty much what, when Darren, I'm sure at one point in the toilet, you were like, why am I doing this?
Well, you made a good point. I was in the toilet for like 90 minutes. And we were at this guy's house. The party was not at Jeff's house. It was at this guy's, Jamal's house in Jersey. And it was snowing. And it was in the middle of the, I ran out, the first time I had a throw up, I ran outside and barfed all over the fucking snow.
Aww.
And then I felt okay. I was like, I started drinking more. And then I was stuck in it because I had the shits.
You do
and I
realize.
Had, I was barfing at the same time.
Darren, you do realize that your barf must have stayed in front of his house in the snow for a long period of time.
Well, I had that marijuana thing like where you overanalyze everything in front of you. And I was seeing the steam rising from the fucking snow and just staring at it. It was like a fucking Hallmark card or something. Like just fucking waves of lines coming up. I remember that very vividly. But, I kind of did a self-inventory after that, and I was like, well, I really shouldn't drink, and I probably should cut down on weed because I feel like it affects everybody differently, but I'm the kind of person that doesn't want to do anything after I smoke weed. So I just sit there, and I want to be more of a type A personality. I feel like it depresses that. Not that I don't like weed. I'm pro-weed, but it doesn't really fit in my lifestyle, I think.
I am dying to see you drunk and, like, dancing.
Well, you've
and
seen that.
I've never seen you, like, belligerent drunk or happy
really?
Drunk.
I've never. Drunk in your house before.
Yeah, like at parties you've thrown.
And my birthday, well, it was a New Year's party, but my birthday's New Year's. It was like I was there at your house getting wasted.
I don't remember much from that.
You're pretty much going to have to get drunk again just to appease
Noah. Can we just
Noah.
Have it one more time?
Don't you remember when we were sitting in a circle and Rob's sister had like four joints in her
that
mouth?
That was my birthday party.
Oh, that was a different... All right, well, I was drunk there too. Sorry.
I guess you just act very normal when you're drunk.
Yeah. Grover makes a good point. 3D drunk cast. That's right. You should get drunk on air.
Yes.
All right. If I decide to do that, I will do it on the air. It's maybe for my next birthday. Yeah, that's six months away.
All right.
One more thing from the Behemoth show last night. So after I was walking home, and like you know how in Williamsburg after Shabbos, like all the Orthodox Jew men come out to like do rebellious things, like smoke cigarettes.
Yes.
I was walking down like a dark street, and I see an Orthodox Jew guy crossing the street with like a heavy, heavy beard and like a white shirt and black pants. Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Hey, what's up? You want to hang out?" And then he like runs away. I think he was soliciting me as if I was a prostitute. I was like, "What?
What were you maybe, wearing?
Like a tank top and jeans."
Okay,
maybe he was the prostitute.
Hey,
want a date?
Yeah, something like that he said. He said it so, like, it was so sleazy.
Wow. And then he ran away before you could even answer?
I mean, I think he was, like, new to it.
Yeah,
he
he's working
a little bit
up.
Nervous.
He's working up to it.
You so could smell it, amateur.
Yeah, so he probably, you know...
You could really smell
ran,
him.
...ran to hide behind the car to see if I would come, and then he would take me to his minivan.
It's like a game of manhunt.
Who's a hobbit?
So gross. But I wanted to tell you that. I forgot.
Yikes. That's good.
Actually, speaking of Jeff, I don't know. I wanted to say something about his Facebook. Do you think that I don't want to be offensive or anything?
Who would you offend?
But it's not Jeff that I would be making fun of, but the people that write really stupid things on his Facebook.
I feel like none of those people listen anyway,
yeah.
So it's
okay.
Fine.
Well, it's just weird because people write, nice.
Well, just to further explain, we have a friend Jeff who passed away a year ago.
Right.
And his Facebook page has become a bit of a memorial.
Right, which is nice. There's like a lot. It's like 75% nice things.
Touching things.
But every now and then there's just something that's so retarded.
It's so incredibly offensive it's so subtly offensive that it goes over everybody's head.
Yes.
How offensive what they're actually saying is.
What?
Like
Green Day.
Wow, Jeff, thanks so much for making that Green Day song come on the radio. Or like, wow, Jeff, when the Rangers won last night, we knew it because you were watching down on them.
That was the one that pissed me off. Because first of all, I was Jeff's good friend, and I hate the Rangers. Why would he piss me off by making the Rangers?
He's a Ranger fan.
The worst one was, I forget the exact thing, was like, hey, Jeff, I have a quiz tomorrow. It would really be awesome if you could help
me
out with it. Like,
are you serious?
Maybe that's
I really don't want to
verbiage, But there's definitely people that have been like, hey, Jeff, help me out tomorrow from fucking heaven.
So Jeff is God.
Yeah, first of all, Jeff would not, and I love Jeff. He had a lot of great qualities, but he would have never lifted a finger to do any of this shit while he was alive. Why would, like, imagine that's your heaven? It's like being in hell. Like, you got to go around helping people.
Yeah.
My
fucking friends want favors now.
Listen, I want to go bathe in a fucking pool of naked women. Why do I have to stand here and fucking help you on your fucking chemistry test? Fucking study, you asshole.
Or die and go to heaven and hang out in the pool with me.
Yeah. Also, I like, okay, this song Breathe by Faith Hill.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's like during one point in the song, like the really epic like middle part where
I
she just
I don't know
like,
that much about Faith Hill.
But you know, there's a part where it just goes like, just breathe.
Yeah.
Wait.
Like Carol.
Just breathe.
Thank you, Carol.
No problem. Well, he would always joke that what she's actually saying is Jeffery. And that was always like a joke, like it was his song. And so people would leave comments like, we keep hearing your song on the radio. We just know you keep playing it. And it's like, no, this is a very popular song in American culture. And it would be on there if it was Jeff's song or not.
Yeah, the radio station's program director is like, I don't even have this on the playlist, but it keeps on coming up. What the fuck?
I don't understand. This is a country station. This is a country rock. I was supposed to play Alabama this hour. What
damn
happened?
Jeff effect.
It's been happening all around the country, too. Yeah. So me and Rob were kidding around that we should we should troll. It would be too mean.
It
would be too mean.
I didn't have as much of a heart.
Jeff, my ingrown toenail is back. If you could put it a word.
That's exactly it.
Jeff, I had this number 2 pencil that I loved so much, but it fell behind my bed. And I really, like, listen, I could move the bed, but could you just make the pencil appear on my desk? I'd really appreciate it.
Jeff, there's a big Powerball lottery this week. If you could hook me up with the numbers before Saturday.
I would just take the $5,000 prize. You don't have to go overboard. I don't want to ask too much.
Four of them.
$5,000? If you're already getting one wish from Jeff, you might as well ask for more.
Well, it might be a lot of work. He can't do everything, obviously.
Oh.
The Rangers lost last year.
Medicine Man has a good request. Jeff, could you cure Gay Tan Dujas of his sepsis?
Yeah, Jeff, I ruptured an intestine last night. Got a little too frisky. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
You should make a separate Facebook page, just the Ask Jeff for a Favor in Heaven page.
And then we can just read them on the air.
Unfortunately, she's taking his widow is taking his page down.
Which I guess is for the best, but I'm upset because it does bring me a good amount of entertainment.
It is. I mean, I feel like even Jeff, if Jeff was alive and this was someone else, he'd be laughing his ass off at this shit.
Right. So why is she taking it down?
I don't think any drama or anything. I think it's just time, you know, that it's over. But
to move on, I guess.
But there is a rest in peace Jeff Facebook page that you can like.
Yeah.
Too. So I guess they're doing the same thing over there. I haven't looked at it.
Oh, this is a good one. Hey, buddy, I miss you, man. Sorry it has been a while. What?
What?
He's really been like, why hasn't so-and-so posted something on my Facebook wall? If he's omnipresent, can't you just talk to him anytime?
Yeah.
There's no consistency to their insanity. That's what so bothers them. Here's the good. He's keeping him up to date. Just want to let you know that Brooklyn now has a basketball team, Brooklyn Nets.
Wasn't that in the works? Like,
do you think that Jeff doesn't get the news in heaven?
Jeff lived in a cave the last 4 years of his life, and then.
Here we go. Jay-Z owns half the team, so the logo is ugly. Miss it, man. R.I.P.
Why don't you just call him and leave him a voicemail?
That seems like something you could have just said to your friend or made a status of your own about that.
Oh, look, Rob is on the wall.
I did
What's
post
that?
Something on
I've
his wall.
I've posted stuff.
Yeah. I just posted a photo of us from prom, which was silly.
I don't want to make it distorted. Like, I feel like that most of the things there are nice.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of really touching things, like his widow's mom. Leaves really depressing wall things. But some of them are just shut up.
It just doesn't
–
why Jeff can influence the outcomes of sporting events, but he wouldn't know that the Nets moved to Brooklyn?
Do you think these people were like psyched that they finally had a dead friend that they could ask this stuff?
You know, in a way –
Finally.
In a way, I actually think – I know you're kidding.
Inside man.
I think – possibly.
I think people look for that.
Yeah.
Just so they can say, oh, yeah, my friend died.
Oh, here's someone complaining about, all right, the Rangers series.
Oh, God.
Listen, I know you enjoyed watching the hockey game, but did you have to make the sun so strong? She didn't like the weather today.
Oh, the weather.
He controls the weather, too.
I'm a crispy critter. And then commented on her own post, now I'm peeling like crazy. I should send Mac to bite you just for this.
What?
I don't know. The game was great, Jeff, but could you make it a little less warm?
Because clearly now you're not just in heaven, but you are God.
Everyone is
over. Just stand in front of the sun a little bit.
Everyone in heaven can change the weather. What if they have a disagreement, though?
Yeah.
And it rains and fucking it's sunny
Jeff,
and raining.
Jeff, this is over the chat. Jeff, can you make Carol fuck a black man? Jeff, can you enlarge Noah's breasts? That's a nice one. Jeff, can you fix Shlomo's speech?
Can you resurrect Seth Putnam? Can you enlarge Noah's breasts free of charge?
Well, how would he charge her? I don't think they have PayPal up there. If he was going to do it, it was going to be free.
Spa day.
All right, no, he takes cash only.
Oh, this is a gold mine. Yeah.
Such a macabre conversation.
Maybe in the comments to the live cast tonight, people could all post their requests.
It's not a.
He's looking.
I don't feel like it's a macabre conversation. I feel like it's nothing disrespectful to Jeff. It's the idiots that comment on his page.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we're making fun of. But anyway. You find any more?
There's just a lot of
sappy ones. Yeah. Well, from right after he died, there were a bunch of really bad ones.
Yeah.
Hey, we're like almost out of Cheerios, and I really don't want to go to the store. Can you refill the box like halfway?
Okay, now we're back in the holidays, so this could be.
Any bad ones?
Well, people wishing him a happy Thanksgiving. It's like,
yeah. Is he celebrating Thanksgiving in heaven, really?
Well, Jeff.
Do they have American holidays
in heaven? That's a good point. It's from all over the world. I guess whatever you want, you can have it.
It's very Anglo-centric.
It's true.
Our culture dominates even up there.
But also, Jeff is Jewish.
Okay, here's one where the guy clearly makes it all about himself, and Darren knows what I'm talking about. What's up, buddy? As you know, today is my birthday, and as normal, I was thinking about you, because the only thing that could have made my birthday dinner better was you being there. I can still... Well, okay, I'm not going to like... Some of this is just... I feel a little weird reading it, but... then, like, it's just, he's like, I remember you telling me about all the autographs you used to get. You even introduced me to players. You were awesome, bro. You did all these things for me. Like, what?
Do them some more from heaven.
You know what would be really fucked up? If somebody made, like, a Jeff in Heaven Facebook page and then replied to all of these? Do you think anybody would be dumb enough to be like, oh, my God? They have Facebook up there.
Like, who is this asshole? This is not funny.
This is Jeff. I have Facebook in heaven.
This is really me.
Look, yeah, I'm the one playing Faith Hill on the radio all the time.
No, you should say, what are you, an idiot? I didn't fucking... That's just on, you stupid asshole. That's just on the radio every 20 minutes. What's wrong with you?
Jeff, can you convince James Hetfield to agree to join Dave Mustaine?
I would really appreciate it.
Or at least have him reply to Mustaine's texts. Baby steps.
Jeff sounds like a great dude.
Yeah.
I like it. Jeff, why you killed baby Daniel?
He wasn't dead yet.
No, he was baby Daniel died before Jeff.
Long before. Unfortunately.
But that means he might have killed him.
Yeah.
Well, you mean living Jeff.
I mean, Daniel dying was unfortunate. That's what I meant. Not that he died before Jeff.
I thought the timing was unfortunate.
Oh, boy.
Well, wouldn't it have been better if Jeff didn't have to read about that?
Yeah, probably. Good point.
Whew. Heartbreaking.
Oh, actually, Capsberger makes a good point. Maybe baby Daniel gets to party with Jeff now.
That's true.
That's good. And there is a
but baby Daniel's like all disfigured though, isn't he? You get your regular body back.
Yeah, you get your best your best living self.
Does he stay the same age or does he get older?
No, he doesn't get older.
Really?
No, you don't age in heaven.
Why not?
I don't know. Why would you?
Well, it's a dumb
story.
But then
if you die... if you, like, die... Yeah, if you die when you're 80...
What if you die if you're, like an infant?
Then you stay an infant. There's, like, a little baby ward.
I would say if you're 80, you regress to a time when you're wanna, what age you want to be. And if you're a baby, you get to grow up.
To whatever age you'd want to stop growing? Or
yeah. But it's a fantasy bullshit story anyway. Why not make
fair
it
enough
as good as possible?
I guess.
Fair enough.
But the thing I don't get, I touched on this before, is that Jeff was Jewish. So how's he in heaven?
Because everybody puts their own religion on it, because it's about them. It's not about him.
But yeah. But don't they go to hell? I mean, don't Jews go to hell?
Unless you're friends with Christians.
Really?
I'm sure
unless,
that's what they think.
Unless you've paid your dues.
Like, yeah, he was a Jew, but he was one of the good ones.
I guess. I mean, I guess if they think he can control Green Day on the radio,
yeah,
you know, they might make other exceptions. But.
Yeah. Oh, so you see, it's not because he's a ghost with special powers. It's because he's Jewish. Because Jews control the media.
Yep.
Wow. So he, while he was alive, he set up the playlist for 3 years in advance.
Yes.
It all makes sense now. It's like Lost.
Duh.
No, wait, that didn't make sense at all.
Unbelievable.
BB Jesus. This guy has a lot of good lines today. Jeff, can you play Bangs on Sirius?
Rob, can you at least
no.
maybe? Rob actually does have control over some of those playlists.
I can't put stuff in. I'd have to ask a programmer.
That's what she said.
Yes, winding down the grid show.
My stomach hurts so much because I ate so much today.
Really?
I feel like I just want to take a nap right now.
Well,
did you eat any buttholes?
No, no butthole.
Your butt.
Anus licking causes sepsis.
Rob, do we have any announcements for next week's show that you might want to share?
Oh, yeah. Next week, we're going to have a very special guest. The King of Metal, Dave Hill, will be sitting in the show.
Awesome.
He's going to be promoting his new book, Tasteful Nudes, available a few days after the show.
And if you didn't hear him on our show last time, listen to it. That's one of the best episodes.
Yes.
When he was on the show, he did a full show with us.
No, I think he sat in for an hour.
Yeah, he did, but more than an hour. I thought it was like the end of the 7 o'clock.
He gave us 2 hours worth of quality in the 1 hour.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay. Well, yeah, he did most of the show. Let's say that.
Yes. The King of Metal will be here. That'll be exciting. Maybe Sean will be here. That won't be exciting.
Well, we don't have an extra chair. So
yeah, well, I was
going to
say,
Sean.
We'll have a seat for Dave. Sean, Sean, don't come.
We'll make Sean stand.
Sean will sit with Bruno.
We'll make him curl into a ball.
Just don't plug his mic in. Have him say he's on a wireless.
Like how Sid Vicious used to play bass with the Sex Pistols. Was it was unplugged and they just didn't tell him?
I didn't know about that, but that's funny.
Sometimes when he was too fucked up.
That's good.
Oh, BB Jesus asked, how did Rob and Sid meet?
Then random question, 18 years into the live cast. We met in college at the radio station.
Yep.
Like all of us, for the most part, more or less, sort
no,
of.
No, I met you and Noah at the radio station.
Oh, yeah, how I met everyone,
basically. Correction.
I met you at the comedy show where Rob...
Right, at Pip's Comedy Club. That's where we first met. And then I...
Wow.
But I met Rob playing softball.
And actually, I wasn't friends with Sid right away, but I remember I went to like the Temple shows,
mm-hmm.
and I saw you working there, and I was like, hey, that guy's in the radio station.
But didn't we already know each other because of Rob and everything?
I don't think so.
Really?
I was in the radio station for like a little bit before I got to know you.
I think she's saying she went to the Temple randomly, like without knowing you. Is that right?
Yeah. I went to the...
Okay.
Not to Temple, like the Jewish thing.
I know what
like,
you meant.
Where they have
venue.
Punk shows.
Yeah.
And I saw that Sid was like one of the guys behind it, and I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sid was the least involved guy
yeah,
behind
true.
It.
Yeah,
I drove people. I worked the door. Creeped out
were
the
you,
younger girls.
Without, is that true?
Sure.
Did you actively creep them out or just by standing there?
A little bit of both.
Did girls try to flirt with you to get in for free?
Only the really unattractive ones.
Was there a lot of fat goth kind of chicks?
There was a good amount.
Like punk girls.
What would be the majority?
They also hit on Rob, those same girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Rob used to sell water.
You get any Tang Tang on?
I did, yeah.
From that?
Yeah.
Who?
Just this like crusty punk chick.
And then by Tang Tang, what exactly do you mean?
Oh, no, we just like made out of it.
Oh,
felt right. Her boobies. This was in public. But I've heard like...
The weird thing is every once in a while I will be somewhere and someone will recognize me from the temple.
Soda,
which is
water.
The most weird thing. But then, like, I forget who, but, like, one person was like, oh, man, I miss those times so much. I'm like, all right, great, get away from me. And then they're like, yeah, oh, man, the things I would do in that synagogue. We would just sneak upstairs. Oh, I got so much head. I'm like, that's really gross.
Yeah. Why is he just some random guy?
Yeah, like, why are you telling
you
me?
And
yeah.
told you he was getting head at a temple?
All of a sudden, he started rubbing your leg.
Yeah, I'm like, get away.
He ran up to you and went, hey, you want to hang out? And he ran away.
Yeah. Oh, literally
meant
the
temple.
No, but it was really fun. That was a fun time.
Yes.
You got some groupies that were just hanging around.
Yeah, but they were all very young and not attractive.
What was the ratio of hot girls to nasty?
Well, they were all like 12 year old.
Yeah, a lot of them were way too young. Yeah.
They were just going through puberty.
See, even if they were hot, it was more like in 5 years you'll be hot.
Yes. And there were definitely a few that were like, if I was your age, there would be no way you'd be talking to me right now. Like you.
And like the really attractive ones typically were like girlfriends of guys in bands.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
But I feel like sometimes there would be bands that were less punk, like less pop punk and more indie, and they would draw
more older,
slightly more attractive women. Yeah.
But it was still mostly their girlfriends.
Yeah. The worst thing was the way it ended was with Leftover Crack.
You guys
booked the Leftover Crack show.
And all the fucking squatter punks on heroin.
But that was honestly insane because, the temple was in a very residential neighborhood, primarily an Italian neighborhood.
And it got closed down anyway. A few months ago or whatever. Now it's like a office space or whatever.
But those squatters are still living there.
But no, like there were like, I mean, how many people? Like 500 people just hanging out outside.
Maybe even more than that.
Or like, like a lot of these like punks and squatter kids.
Yeah.
Like people totally, obviously not from the neighborhood. And just
cars
like,
are crashing.
Local.
I was the only one on the booking committee against having that show for that exact reason.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to me.
Nope. It was a fun show.
So did the temple close down because of that show?
Yeah, the fire department was like, this is a violation, you can't do shows here anymore.
Like,
they let it slide
forever.
How
did you get to do shows there in the first place?
Well, because they looked the other way, because there was never trouble.
I know, but, like, which person of the synagogue, a man of the cloth?
Jordan, our buddy Jordan, his family, like, on occasion attended that synagogue, so he knew. And because he was the one that started doing it himself first. And then me and Lonnie jumped in to help because he was losing money. And he was a very asocial, weird, terrible person that nobody wanted to deal with. So Lonnie took over that part, and it was better.
Yeah, and Lonnie got some good bookings in there, I feel like. There were some cool shows. Yeah. What was the biggest show? Sugar Cult? Was that the...
That was maybe one of the Brooklyn Fests.
Yeah.
They had, what was that terrible Brooklyn metal band with the black singer? You know what I'm talking about. Come on.
Oh,
Vex? Are you talking about
Vex?
No.
They have a black singer?
No.
They did play there once.
He's ethnic.
It's with the C.
What is...
Kandiria.
Oh,
Kandiria.
Oh, okay.
They they still exist?
No, they're not active, no.
Good. Screw that band.
What nationality is Tommy Vex?
I think he's like... He might be a
Latino.
A mulatto.
Oh, is he?
I'm not sure.
I thought he was like a Latino.
No, I don't think so. I think it's half Italian, half. Yeah, because he has a twin brother who is coincidentally much lighter skinned than he is, but they look exactly the same.
Identical twin, or fraternal twin?
Identical twin.
Lucky
but,
twin.
But different skin though. Like the skin tone is different. That's the only thing really.
But he still looks white though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's the show.
Okay.
We want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank all the mothers out there
for
producing our listeners.
To our listeners.
And producing our hosts. That's us, you guys.
I got it.
And are we going to end with my mother's tribute?
Oh, we are?
I
had a song to play, but I'll play it after that.
All right. Well.
Okay. So this is Rob's mother, the producer of Rob, the producer of the show.
We'll be back next week once again with comedian and king of metal, Dave Hill. Please tune in. And until then.
take it to my doctor friend. I want to show him your blood would.
Ready for you. You're going to look so beautiful. All the Russian girls are going to love you. It's going to be so great.
All right, great. I'm very excited.
Just stand up straight a little bit more, please.
PENIS goes into the anus.
Whitney Houston was found without clothes in a bathtub. Jesus was kissed by Judas, a homo. Going lesbian is not normal. Give us your molested children. Every corpse found without clothes has a partner. Anus licking causes sepsis. P-E-N-I-S. Without clothes in a bathtub. Causes sepsis. Bisexuals always become insane. Broken bones and manslaughter every minute. Ruptured intestines as his partner became a corpse. Gays, bis, and orgies. Gatan Dugas. Jesus was kissed by Judas, a homo. Gatan Dugas.
Car, get upstairs and take out that garbage.